I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
There was a Bigfoot sighting in Western North Carolina. This happened on Friday. I didn't hear about it, but I guess it's now making the news.
Oh.
And now the police in Greenville, South Carolina have put out a message. They said, if you spot Bigfoot, please don't shoot him. They wrote on their Facebook page, quote, do not shoot, as you'll most likely be wounding a fun-loving and well-intentioned person sweating in a gorilla costume.
Oh. Well, how do they know? No one's gotten close enough to tell.
Yeah, nobody knows. Can you tase him?
I don't think you can tase a guy through the costume. He probably wouldn't feel it. Do you guys really think, because you're big conspiracy theory people, I'm not. I mean, I think there's aliens out there, but I'm not super into that kind of stuff. You guys are. Do you think Bigfoot's real? Because I used to think that Nessie, like the Loch Ness Monster, was real as a kid. But then like they did stuff where it's like, oh, it's a photo, and it was just like a picture in the water that they took. So I'm kind of like skeptical of a lot of stuff. But do you think Bigfoot's out there? Is there a squash?
A squash? A Sasquatch?
There's a squash in these woods.
Yeah. Squash. Well, I love summer squash. No, I don't know. It's something that I go back and forth on a lot. Like, there's just been so many fake things that it's kind of hard.
And what would Bigfoot be a mix of? Like, would he be a mix of, like, man, like a monkey,
and
something
else? I think
he's
a mix of, like, gorilla and bear. Like a brown bear.
I've never heard bear brought into the mix right there.
Really?
So you think like a gorilla and a bear hooked up?
Yeah, that's
like
what
a big
I think.
Like big brown bear.
But I don't know,
a bunkie or a mare.
Yeah, but what I don't know is like what type of environment are monkeys and bears like cohabitating? Like that they could get together.
The zoo.
Besides that,
could have been like let's bust out of here. They'll never accept our love for what it is. They want to separate us. So, anyways, they're saying just be careful because you'll probably end up killing you know the worst thing possible. You might actually kill Bigfoot if you shoot it if it really is. So, don't do that. So, a little friendly dummy warning out there. Cops in California, they're investigating a burglary. This happened back in October, and as they searched the house, they realized the burglar had used the toilet but didn't flush. So, this is gross. They bagged up his floaters and took them back to the lab for DNA testing.
Floaters.
His floaters.
I mean, well, you ever look at the health chart to see how your stuff looks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think if it floats, that means you have too much fiber, or is that not enough?
Something
like that. But yeah, it's possible.
Sounds legit.
It's possible to have floaters. So they bagged him up. They took him back to their lab for DNA testing. And it was a super high priority because they got the information back just a few weeks ago. The DNA from his doo-doo was processed a few weeks ago, and it matched the profile in their database for a 42-year-old guy named Andrew Jensen. So
Andrew Flush, man.
Andrew was arrested last week for first-degree residential burglary.
Gross.
That's a big doo-doo you don't want to do. And your final dummy of the day. Alex, I don't want to scare you. You might want to take your headphones off for this one.
Oh, no.
A Pennsylvania dentist was arrested for drinking a whole bottle of vodka before seeing his 14 patients.
No, that's not what we do.
Employees, normally it's the patient that has to get drunk to go into the dentist, but the dentist did it too. Employees at his dental office called 911 because he kept passing out.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine that? He's doing his thing and just leans over and it's like, hey, are you okay, dude?
No, that is so scary.
I'm always like, I want to make sure my dentist is like, my whole life, I'm like, are you okay? Because, dude, like, they're all up in there, and one little slip of something could cut something, stab something.
Oh, I can't even imagine. That's my biggest fear. Ugh.
Yeah, well, after he kept passing out, officers were called and they arrived. They said he was easily confused and couldn't ask simple questions or answer them. The dentist had a blood alcohol level, I've never heard of a level this high before that I remember, of 0.418, which is nearly five times.
How's he not dead?
He obviously is an alcoholic because he drank, it sounds like, a fifth of vodka.
Yeah, no, this guy needs some serious help. That is outrageous.
I drank a fifth of vodka when I was in high school. It was the first time I ever drank, and I threw up for like a day and a half.
Ew.
Didn't die, but pretty darn close. I couldn't imagine doing any kind of dental cleaning. He was charged with reckless conduct, and his dental license has been temporarily suspended. I'm sorry. You got to take it away forever, right? When you do something like that, like you don't get your license
back.
No
second chances.
You don't just get a slap on the wrist?
No, dude, if you're in my mouth, Just going around like, ah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, you've never had somebody drunk inside your mouth.
Well, yeah, I guess I've had a tongue or two in my mouth in the day. But yeah, that's about it. But no way. Thank God nobody was hurt in the incident. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.